So, your ex is an avoidant, huh? And they dumped you and you want them back? Okay. Your avoidant ex may come back if you do these two things. What are they? Well, stay tuned and you'll find out. Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back or to get over your ex. Welcome back, my beautiful no contact army. Have you been a good little soldier or a bad little soldier? If you've been good, you stayed in no contact, and hopefully my app Silencio helped you to do that. And you can download that under the link is underneath every single video and podcast. And if you too would like to join our no contact army, all you have to do is hit the subscribe button and the bell notification, and you're in. And to read our manual, go to nocontactsecrets.com, where you can read two free chapters before you purchase the book. So, if you have an anxious attachment style, being dumped by an avoidant is probably one of the most difficult things you'll ever go through. You're going to feel abandoned, and usually you're left without closure. So, if you want them back, there are two things you absolutely must do. Number one, as you may have guessed it, is go no contact. I can pretty much guarantee that if you do not, especially if you don't do no contact properly, the chances of getting your ex back are slim to none. You must go no contact because if you continue to contact them after they've dumped you, they will lose even more attraction to you as they see that as weakness, and avoidance hate weakness. And also, they will lose respect for you, and you can't have love without respect. Now, if they broke up with you abruptly, it's for one of two reasons. One, it's because they felt that their independence and freedom was being limited. They felt suffocated, and they needed to pull away just to be their own person. They were not getting the alone time that they needed, and avoidants need alone time like most people need oxygen. And they felt that their life would be better without being in a relationship, meaning without you in it. Remember, avoidants already have one foot out the door, so it doesn't take much to get the other foot out the door. If you have an anxious attachment style, your ex was also probably feeling that you were leaning on them too much. You were being too needy. They felt pressured when that happened, and in order to relieve that pressure, they pulled away. So even if you thought you weren't leaning on them too much, it really depends on the threshold of tolerance that they have for what they consider needy behavior. And avoidants have a much lower threshold for needy behavior than someone with a secure or an anxious attachment style. So something like, let's say they take several hours to get back to you, 3, 4, 5 hours, whatever, and you mention something, they're gonna get triggered. It's like, whoa, back off. Don't tell me when to get back to you. You know, don't bring up the fact that it took me 3, 4, or 5 hours. You know, I have my reasons for not contacting you for that long. So even something like that, which you don't consider it needy, but they do. Okay? So if you're finding this video helpful, be sure to give it a like. That way we can help our friend, the YouTube algorithm, to suggest it to other people, and they too can get their avoidant ex back. Okay, so number two, the second thing you need to do to get your ex back, if they're avoidant, is you have to work on yourself, especially if you have an anxious attachment style, which I keep mentioning. And most of my clients are anxious, and if they had only worked on themselves before they got into the relationship that they contact me about, they wouldn't even have needed my help. So if you do have an anxious attachment style, I actually recently found a book that you must read. It's called Anxiously Attached, and I will put the link in the notes underneath the video on YouTube. The author was anxiously attached, so she definitely understands you. And you want to work on your anxiety, not just to get your ex back, but just because life is so much easier when you're not constantly anxious about everything. And chances are high that your ex will be stalking your social media or trying to get information about you since you have not contacted them, since you're doing no contact. And people think, oh, my ex isn't thinking about me. They're not looking for me. You would be surprised. They are definitely up to something, even if you think they're not. So this is how you can show them that you've changed and you worked on yourself. My clients always worry that their ex is not going to know that they've changed unless they actually tell them. Well, there's more than one way to deliver a message, right? Energy doesn't lie. And they'll be able to see it in your energy when you actually do change. In the photos that you post, the videos, the type of things that you post, or if they see you in person, they're going to know that you've changed. And one of my clients, he met up with his ex, and they hadn't seen each other, I think it was about a year or maybe a little less. And his ex said that as soon as she saw him, she knew he had changed just from his energy. So he didn't even have to say anything, okay? So if you're worried, oh, how's my ex going to know I changed? Don't worry, just change, and they will see it, okay? So the no contact coupled with the fact that you've grown and changed is going to be the trigger that they need to want to reach out to you. They don't want to miss out on the new and improved version of you if they still have feelings for you. They're going to experience FOMO, which I talked about in my video, 7 reasons why the no contact rule works on everyone. And I will, of course, put the link on YouTube in the upper right-hand corner. And then finally, I just want to say that with the anxious and avoidant couple, the quote, dumpy, cry now, laugh later, dumper, laugh now, cry later, definitely applies, because the anxious partner who was dumped will feel terrible in the beginning, but as they go through no contact and work on themselves, they will start to feel better. The avoidant will feel great at the beginning because they have their independence back, but as time goes by, and they see that you're not reaching out, and they may also possibly see on social media or hear that they've leveled up, that you've leveled up, they will start to feel bad. And that's the moment at which you can get them back. Okay? So now I want to hear from you. Is your ex an avoidant? And how long have you been in no contact? And if you would like my help to get your ex back, you can contact me at theartoflove.net. The direct link is below every single video and podcast. The rates are not on the page. If you found this video helpful, please like, subscribe, and share. If you're listening to this as a podcast, please rate and review. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.